welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast. Financial professionals, let's move forward together.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is Cody Manning. Cody is the Chief Sales Officer of Use. He attended New Mexico State University and Collin County Community College before joining Symantec and McAfee inside sales departments. Cody joined Use in 2020 as VP of Sales North America, and in 2022 was promoted to Chief Sales Officer for North America with plans to expand into Latin America. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, Cody Manning.
Ed, thanks. Excited to be here.
Well, first off, Cody, why do you do what you do?
That's a good question. I just really enjoy helping people reach their full potential, Ed. Just seeing them grow into things that they never thought that they could, whether that's family, employees, customers, partners, everybody I come in contact with. And this is a great opportunity and a great position to be able to do that.
Well, you worked previously in network security, so I'd love for you to just spend a little bit of time and contrast your work there with your new role in AP automation.
So if you're familiar with network security, that's I know we laughed about this before. It's cutting edge. It's on the forefront. You're constantly looking out new threat vectors, new people coming in that could bad actors that could take things from the business. As I made the shift from that side to the finance side and AP specifically, I realized there was quite a difference in the adoption, even what was available and what was known, and the ability to bring extreme amounts of efficiencies back to the AP side was very compelling. And being able to see that even inside the same company, the same organization could be spending millions on tech gear, network security, and spending fractions of that on enhancing the efficiencies and the visibility into the organization from a spend perspective. It was just the opportunity was too great, and the amount of people that could benefit from it was it just seemed like a very, very fun place to be, to help people get from going from very manual tasks to very automated processes, and freeing them up to do what they probably went to school for, and what their passions are. Let them be able to go do those things. It excites me, and that's probably the biggest difference from where I came from to where I'm at now.
So it sounds like it's a difference in the conversation that's had pre-sales. It's a completely different conversation. Talk a little bit about that.
It is. On the other side of the pendulum, it's highly commoditized. The education level is high, and you're kind of just fighting on, who do you like better. On this side, it is a true education process. It is understanding that you don't need to sit and check the mailbox every day. You don't have to go and print off the emails that come in so that you can type them in and put them into your accounting system. Being able to have a mindset of, we don't need filing cabinets anymore. We may need a ping pong table, or we may need a foosball table over there where our people can come in and love what they do, enjoy the time that they have together as a team, and not be so focused every day on making sure that I only have 10 hours a day to get this done, and I've got 15 hours worth of work. It's that conversation is completely different. And opening the eyes to folks and helping them understand that there are faster and easier and better ways to do things that can improve your quality of life that you probably didn't even know existed. That's probably the biggest difference.
Is there a particular customer story that comes to mind when you think about the work that you've done with folks in the last time or your time at Use?
Yes, many. I will give you an example. we worked with a customer, a small customer, that was running with two AP staff. They were processing 300 to 500 invoices a month, two people, and were completely bogged down. The AP manager had been in the seat for over 30 years. So everything was done exactly the same, all the books, all the cabinets, everybody is in line. Over 30 years, her children grew. Her children had children, and she's really struggling with the fact that every end of month, every end of quarter, every end of year, she is not able to attend grandchildren's games, being able to be a part of the family activities just the way that it had been before, except now she's missing out on this time with her kids and her grandkids. She sent an email after we automated a lot of their processes for them. And it had a picture attached to it. And she's at a soccer game. And this was the first of the month. It's like, I have never been able to do this before. And I have zero fear and a complete understanding of what's happening in my organization now. Thank you for giving me this part of my life back. There's a lot of those stories. There's a lot of those people. On the flip side, from a business perspective, we've had a lot of customers that find negotiating their contracts and paying bills much earlier has become very profitable for them. Being able to have multi-location businesses scattered out across the country, where you want to be part, you know, you have local businesses and you want to support local, and being able to go back to those local vendors and say, hey, look, we buy the same part at 15 locations across the country. You're about 50 cents higher on the part than anybody else. I don't need you to go down 50 cents, but if you could meet me a little bit closer, I'll continue to support local, and that'll help me save some of my costs too. Has been very powerful. It just strengthens those vendor relationships where there's not as many phone calls coming in. And so we get a lot of those calls too. They're like, hey, it's really quiet in here now. Our phone used to ring all the time. And now I've got maybe a few calls and I've actually got time to catch up on the things that I've been setting off. So I don't know if that answered your question or not.
It does. And Cody, we have an exit question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
My dad is absolutely my hero. my dad, I grew up, my dad is a hardworking blue collar, worked his way into leadership and many different facets, but I watched my dad work two and three jobs growing up with the sole focus of providing for his family. He is a man of faith and leads our family from the front. And as of late, is diagnosed with cancer and is a true inspiration in his attitude and his faith and his commitment to still making sure that everybody else is the focus for him. And his attitude, the way that he carries day by day, it just gives me strength. And he's absolutely my hero.
And lastly, Cody, how can somebody contact you?
Oh, easy. You can hit me up on LinkedIn. You can reach me via my work email. But most importantly, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. It's 214-493-8208. It's been the same for 20 years. I still get calls from Intel and Symantec. And you can reach me anytime there. 214-493-8208.
All right. And we will put a link to your LinkedIn profile in the show notes. Cody Manning, Chief Sales Officer for Use. Thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.